Well, that combined will not be heard today, nor you might hear the special broadcast from Pine Ridge.
Mr. Abner,
everybody,
I'm
just
sure
make yourself
hungry
at home. Enjoy the
music.
You know,
I ain't
now
had since yesterday afternoon. Just waiting
awful
for
nice
this.
Awful nice to have Miss Huddleston me over
quiet,
here, Abner.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet. Wait a minute. Just a second, everybody. Abner, I believe that was your telephone ring, wasn't it?
Well, if it weren't, I've been talking to the wrong people all my life. Just a second, folks. Hello, Peabody Resident. Oh, well, a happy Thanksgiving to all you folks, too. Hey, why don't you come on over? Lum brung his gramophone over, and we're just about fixing to enjoy some music.
I don't know where we'll put them.
Yeah, got her all wound up, ready to go. Oh, we got classicals, unclassicals, popular, unpopular, all kinds. Be proud to have you drop in. Well, good. We'll see you later then. Yeah, goodbye, and a happy holiday from Lum and Abner.
Yes, it's Lum and Abner at home. Knock on any door today and you'll find America at home. Look in any window and you'll see the same scene. Americans enjoying the day that belongs to America alone. Oh, the good turkey may have a little more garlic in the dressing in some instances, or there might be a bowl of chili peppers sitting alongside the yams. You might catch the red glint of smoked salmon being handed around the board, or a wisp of steam rising from a bowl of limpid brown onion soup. But whether you look in on the Schultzes, or the Finnegans, or the Smiths, or the Johnsons, or the McTavishes, or the Giardinos, or the Romeros, you'll find that the thought and the melody and the substance are America. The faces vary, but the hearts are the same, and the prayers that are lifted are one. God bless America. What's all this got to do with Lum and Abner? Well, did you ever see or hear two fellows more American than they are? That's why on this Thanksgiving Day, the American Broadcasting Company is pleased to take you to the home of our friends, Lum and Abner. Let's spend the next couple of hours with the two old philosophers and some of their favorite music and some of their favorite friends. So now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, what'd you fellas like to hear first? Is the gramophone wound up there, Abner?
Yeah, tighter than a drum.
I've got my whole record collection here, you know. Bring all 11 of them.
Yeah, you brung a couple along too, didn't you, Cedric?
Boy, I got one dandy in there. It's called Things to Come's the name of it.
Well.
And it's played by a feller in his orchestra by the name of Dizzy Gillespie.
Well, couldn't we start off with something a little more on the classical side, gentlemen? You don't happen to have any Frank Crummett's records, do you, Lum?
No, I don't believe I have, Squire. Miss Emmeline's all that's been after me to get some of them classicals. Batch and Sherbert and Beethoven. But I just never could get up the nerve to go in the store and ask for them somehow or other.
I believe we got a classical around the place here somewhere. Some Italian opera singer sings it. Think he goes by the name of Carmen Lombardo. Got a right pretty voice. Maybe Elizabeth knows where it's at. Elizabeth! Elizabeth, honey!
Never mind it, Abner. The women folks is busy out there in the kitchen. Don't go interrupting them now.
Maybe they'd like to come in and listen too, Lum.
No, just let them enjoy themselves out there. You know how women folks is when they get together in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, just turn the volume up on the thing a little. They can hear it.
Yeah, I can turn the horn around pointing toward the kitchen. That way they can listen or not, whatever they want.
Have you got a record changer on your gramophone, Lum?
Oh, yeah. Cedric, Get over here and be the record changer.
Yes, Bone.
I'll spell Cedric if he gets tar.
Hurry up and get the pigeon-toed thing going. All I've been hearing is chin music so far. Start her off.
Hey, all right, Grandpap. Well, just put on any record there, Long.
How about Things to Come? It's by Dizzy Gillespie.
Yeah, later on,
sir. Here we go. Square dance medley is what it's called. You've danced them square dances many a time.
Oh, sure. They play them a lot faster than they did when I was a young feller. They speeded the music up on me there.
Yeah, the music ain't speeded up none. Your legs are just slowed down. So.
Well, I enjoyed that, Lum. I really enjoyed it a great deal. Typical American music. Real good music for Thanksgiving Day. American folklore and all that. Couldn't hardly keep my feet still here myself.
You want to hear a real fast one? Why don't you put on that Dizzy Gillespie record, Mr. Long?
Let's get something a little slower here, Cedric. Doggone, I don't want to get wore out before we get started here.
Here's one that looks good. It's sung by Nat King Cole. It's a record Cedric borrowed from Clarabelle.
He sings good, that King Cole.
Oh, yeah. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, a merry old soul. Was
well,
he.
It ain't the same
he
color, Abner.
He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddler's tree.
Abner, hush up. I'm going to put on the record.
Yeah, put her on, Long. I just love fiddle music.
Give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call, and the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all. That's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's love. That's love. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all. That's all. Wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all.
Singer, that fella.
Right, sweet voice.
I never heard no fiddle music, though. Old King Cole always has a fiddle around.
This is Nat King Cole.
It ain't King Cole?
I didn't say not King Cole. I said Nat. Nat, not not.
Oh. How?
Nothing.
Well, it was a right nice record anyway. Awful sweet singing. Nice record.
Yeah. That's all.
Huh?
That's all.
Well, I mean, hardly got started yet. We got a whole big bunch more records here before we get through all of them. I don't see what you want to quit for now.
I ain't quitting now. I just said that's all. You said it was a right nice record, and I said that's all.
I know it, but it can't be all. That's only the second record we played so
well,
far.
Let me explain something to you, Abner. First, you got into arguing about the feller's name. Well, the name...
I know what the feller's name is. It's not King Cole.
It's not King Cole. It's Nat King Cole. In the first place, his name is Nat.
What's his name in the second place?
Oh, don't make no difference what his name is in the second place.
Well, it's got to be King Cole in the second place.
Who's on first?
Huh?
Quiet, Grandpap. Abner's mixed up enough as it is. Now, just don't say nothing, Abner. The feller's name that sang that song is Nat King Cole. The name of the song is That's All.
Well, you said...
Don't make no difference what I said.
Yeah, sir, put on something in a hurry, Lom. Anything that's handy there. Go
How
ahead.
About Dizzy Gillespie's record there? Hush up, Cedric.
Thank you.
takes me back quite a ways, gentlemen. It's Mrs. Kemp and I featured that in our vaudeville act when we were headliners on the old Sneed and Reedy circuit back in 1922, 23, I believe it was.
Well, that's always be a good old standby, all right.
How'd you like that, Ulysses?
That's okay.
Nice melody, ain't it?
That's okay.
Seemed like I recollect that tune way back there somewhere. Believe I lived over at Cherry Hill at the time.
Yes, Grandpap, that was old 30 years ago or more. Cherry Hill, huh?
Yeah, moved over here shortly after the crash, I believe it was. Pine Ridge is just a small place then.
Yes, I guess there's been considerable improvement since then, all right.
Oh, my goodness, if you'd have went to sleep 30 years ago here in Pine Ridge and not woke up till today, you wouldn't know where you's at. Changed that much.
I recollect Pine Ridge in them days. It was about me and Lum's 10th anniversary in the John Down store, I believe. We've growed a lot since then, too. Didn't have no feed room at all then. Didn't have no bacon slicer, no cheese round cutter. Oh, we've spread out.
Oh, my goodness, you'd never know the place. Population's doubled about you. Weren't more than 85 folks lived here in them days.
Well, now, according to my real estate records, the town's taken an awful big jump in the last 30 years.
Never had no post office here at all then. Service station's been put up since then. I don't believe Harry Hodgkins even had a watering trough in front of his liver stable in them days. Yeah, you'd never know you was on the same street.
It's time to change, all right.
Now, what's the name of that tune you just played there, Lom?
Well, I don't believe I ought to mention the name of it, Abner.
Well, why not, for the land's sake?
Well, I just don't feel like I ought to do it.
What in the world's got in you, anyway? What is it, Lom?
I know it wasn't Dizzy Gillespie.
Never mind, Cedric. Lom, what was the name of that?
Abner, will you promise not to say nothing if I tell you what it is?
Now, what makes you think I'm going to make any remarks?
Well, I've only known you for 40 years or more. All right, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
That's what you said, 3 o'clock in the morning?
That's what I said.
All right, if you say it's 3 o'clock in the morning, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
You ain't going to argue about it none?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, you don't have to get mad and leave the room, Abner. Where are you going?
I ain't mad. I'm just going to set all the clocks. If you say it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I dog it, it'll be 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, hand me that next record there, Cedric.
One of them Clarabelle give me the loan of. It's kind of pretty, ain't it?
I believe that's from the picture Peter Pan.
I've taken Clarabelle to see that over at the county seat. It's kind of a fairy story. Boy, it's funny in places. I just love them kind of stories.
Yes, I believe that's one of Barry's most noted pieces of literature.
I enjoyed the picture a whole lot on account of I read the book first.
How was that, Cedric? You say you read the book.
Oh, yeah. I think a feller enjoys a picture a whole lot more if he reads the book first.
Well, great balls of fire. I didn't know you'd gotten that far along in literature, Cedric. Reading plays by the great James Barry.
Oh, I believe you're wrong there, Mr. Squire. I mean, this feller that wrote Peter Pan was a feller by the name of Walt Disney. He writes a lot of them comic books.
Oh, yes, of course. It's stupid of me.
It's all right. This Walt Disney's a good writer. He wrote Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse and a whole lot of them books. Drawed the pictures in them, too, I believe.
Yeah.
Just love them comic books. Special the funny ones. Funnier they are, the better I like them.
Well, I'm glad to see that you take such an interest in the great literature of the age, Cedric, my boy.
Thank you, Bob.
Never smile at a crocodile.
I won't. I don't believe anybody'd ever smile at a crocodile.
I don't believe that means for you not to smile at a crocodile, old Cedric.
You don't, huh?
No, I believe it's one of the epigrams, like old Eddard Sands.
Listen to that, Squire. Instead of me and Abner, it's Abner and Cedric going at it.
What'd you say, Long?
Nothing. Go ahead and explain the thing to Cedric there, Abner.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, Cedric...
Well, who'd want to smile at a crocodile anyway, Mr. Abner?
Well, I reckon another crocodile might want to. They've got to get married and raise a family just like folks do, I reckon.
Yeah, but who'd want to marry a crocodile, though?
Another crocodile.
Oh, I believe he could do better than that.
Well, he don't want to do better than that.
Them crocodiles must be awful stupid, then. Boy.
Gentlemen, I hate to break up this profound discussion, but I do believe our friend Lum is ready there with another record. What have you got on the agenda there, Lum?
Well, I've got... How's that square out? Got on the what?
Oh, on the gramophone. I beg your pardon. I forgot where I was for a second.
Well, the fact is, I've got Don't Want to Get Well and Goodbye Broadway, Hello France.
Well, as for me now, I think I'd prefer I Don't Know Where I'm Going.
Well, I'd like to hear that I
That's
Don't Want to Get
always
Well.
Been a favor with me.
Goodbye Broadway, Hello
I'll
France.
I'll choose I Don't Want to Get Well. I never heard it.
All
I
right,
believe that sounds good.
Well, now, hold on there, Grandpa.
I Don't Want to Get
That's
Well.
That's a good tune, but for the occasion, I believe we should listen. I Don't Know Where I'm Going.
No, sir, I want to hear I Don't Want to Get Well.
Stop all the talking at the same time. Hold it, let me explain here.
Huh?
Just give me a chance to say something here, will you? Them tunes are on one record. It's one of them medleys.
Oh, well, that's what we're waiting for. Yeah, start her spinning, Lum.
I don't want to get well. I don't want to get well. I'm in love with a beautiful nurse. Early every morning, night and noon, the cutest little girlie comes and feeds me with a spoon. I don't want to get well. I don't want to get well. I'm glad they shot me on the fighting line. Fine, doctor says that I'm in bad condition. But oh, 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 I've got so much ambition. I don't want to get well. I don't want to get well. For I'm having a wonderful time.
Takes me back to. I believe that was around the period of the First World War.
Well, the world's sure different now than it was then. People has changed. The problems is different. You've got different kinds of worries than I had 30, 40 years ago.
Well, I guess you could say that, Rum. Yes. I was just thinking about that the other day while I was over at the county seat. I picked up a magazine, skimmed through it, and I got kind of interested in a few articles outlining the problems and the thinking of the day. I got especially interested in one article there. It said prices have increased 50% in something like 15 years.
No, things have gone up something wonderful.
Another article blamed the high cost of living on overpopulation.
Oh, it's getting so you can't hardly turn around no more. People shoving you one way and another, knock you over, but they ain't in a room to fall down.
Well, it said that there were so many people moving to the cities that there's hardly anybody left in the country to raise food. And I guess that is a good argument.
Yeah, that's the way it is, all right. Folks are just flocking to the cities.
Yeah, one big long article in this magazine was about Mars, too.
Mars?
Yes, trying to figure out whether there's any people living on the place or not. Some said yes, and some said no.
No, that's been in the papers a lot lately. It's about the latest thing folks have stirred up over.
Of course, I love to look at the advertisements, too. Somebody's got out a camera now and takes pictures and prints them right in the camera inside of 1 minute.
Right. Now, there's a new one.
Oh, yeah.
I'd sure like to have one of them. Wouldn't have to go sending the films down to the drugstore. Wait 3 or 4 days to get the pictures back. That's a great idea.
Well, there's a lot of new kitchen devices for the women folks, too. Got a new dishwashing machine. Washes, sterilizes, and dries the dishes in less than a minute.
Oh, they've had them now for a couple of years or so, though, ain't
they? Just wish I could take advantage of one of the ads in there. Some outfit selling genuine Havana cigars, 100 of them for $1.90.
You ought to have hopped on to that, Squire, the way you love cigars.
Yeah, well, I'm a little late to get in on that, Lum.
Sounds like prices of 40 years ago.
As a matter of fact, Lum, I had a dental appointment, and while I was waiting in the office, I picked up this magazine. Didn't notice the date on it till I'd noticed that cigar ad. I was looking at a Hearst magazine for August 1913.
You mean all the ads and all the articles? Well, I'll be dead for
that. Well, it all depends on how you look at it.
Lemon Abner's recorded Thanksgiving dinner is coming to you from Pine Ridge.
This is ABC Radio Network. With us again to Pine Ridge, Arkansas, to join Lum and Abner at the Peabody residence for Lum and Abner's recorded Thanksgiving Day dinner.
Well, how about a little music here, my friend?
Sure enough, sir. Here's one I know ain't no 1913 tune. Doris Day. Boy. It's called Secret Love.
Hot dog. Secret love.
became impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star the way that dreamers often do. Just a wonderful you. Why I'm so in love with you.
Cavernous records amongst my collection went and got broke.
Which one was that, Long?
It was an Uncle Josh record. One where he tells about the fella who gets a job in a rubber boot factory, I believe it was.
Well,
funniest dad blame record I ever heard in my whole born life.
Fella gets a job in a rubber boot factory, did you say, Long?
That's the one. Have you heard that too, Squire?
No, I don't believe I have, Long. It does sound awfully funny, though. Fella gets a job in a rubber boot factory.
Oh, it's a side splitter.
Yeah, I'm almost glad you haven't got it anymore. I don't like to get you laughing too hard. It brings on a seizure sometimes. Maybe just some nice, quiet music, Lum, will fill the bill for the rest of the afternoon. Don't you think so, Ulysses?
Okay.
If we play that Dizzy Gillespie record now, Mr. Lum, I sure get a big boot out of that.
Cedric, why don't you just run out in the kitchen and see if there's anything you can do to help the women folk?
Oh, they keep chasing me out of there, Mr. Abner. I tried to spear myself a couple of giblets while ago when I got my hand slapped. Just love giblets. Special the heart and the livers and the gizzards.
What I'll have to do is sneak into the kitchen before I go to bed and peel off them long slivers of white meat. Just eat them with my fingers.
Oh, that's good eating.
That's okay.
Turkey's good even up to the third day if there's any left that long. Kind of dig around in the gravy and find a little chunk now and then. Oh, awful good.
I like the turkey sandwiches. Mama puts them in my lunch for school sometimes.
Yeah, well, turkey sandwiches are nice.
Trouble is, I always eat them before I ever get to school, though. I love them dark meat sandwiches. You take a big hunk of dark meat and put it in two thick slabs of white meat. Makes an awful good turkey sandwich.
Yeah, well, that saves on the bread that way, too, said Rick.
Of course, I like the drumsticks, too, and neck makes awful good gnawing meat.
Well, I always say the best part of the turkey is just when it's about finished up. Just a few little slivers and some odds and ends. Recollect last Thanksgiving, Grandpap, you come over and we had odds and ends.
Yeah, but you got all the odds.
Any part of the turkey is good, all I say that.
I like dressing sandwiches, too.
Well, I say it don't make too much difference about the food you eat, as long as you got good friends to share it along with you.
Yeah, you're right, Abner.
It's an admirable thought, Abner, admirable. Reminds me of a little poem I once read. I believe it was by Margaret Sangster.
Pine Ridge Woman?
No, I don't believe so, Abner. I might even remember it well enough to recite it. You gentlemen might want to make a few comments.
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead, Squire. We all like to discuss literaries. Go right ahead and recite it, and then we can all say a few words about it. Fact is, we ought to do that more oftener.
Well, I don't know as I remember it word for word, but the thought is there.
Go right ahead and say it out loud, Squire. I'm sure all the fellers here would be glad to give their opinions on it. Ain't that right, fellers?
Tickled to death.
Yeah, I'll put in my 2 cents worth. I'll sure be proud to make a few remarks. How about you, Ulysses?
That's okay.
Go ahead, Squire.
Well, thank you. Our cakes and friends we should choose with care. Not always the fanciest cake that's there is the best to eat. And the plainest friend is sometimes the finest in the end.
Turkey wings is good, too.
Well, if there's no further comment, what do you say to a little more music, Lum?
Dad, blame it. I wish that Uncle Josh record hadn't gone just busted.
I believe that's my favorite, too. What is that, Mr. Lum?
Well, that was Silent Night, Cedric.
Oh, that's a humdinger of a song, all right.
Who was that young fella singing that, Lum?
Let's see here. Yeah, his name's right here, Bing Crosby.
Well, I'll tell you now, that young fella has got a voice. A voice. He's a comer, that's what he is, a comer.
Well, he's been singing for quite a spell, I believe. This record is one Aunt Minnie up in Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin, sent me last Christmas, along with some other things. So
well,
he ain't exactly what you call a newcomer.
Oh.
Yeah, this Bing Crosby got one of the finest allatory voices I ever sat under. Have you got any more of his records, Lum? Well, no, I ain't, Grandpa. Of course, He might have not made no more records than just that one. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure he must have some others out by now, though.
Yeah, he's got a talent, all right.
Well, you never can tell about them fellers. He might have just made that one gooder and never made another, and you can't tell.
Yeah, sometimes that's the way it goes. A feller just happens to hit it lucky with one thing and just can't do it again.
No.
That's the way it is with books, you know. A feller writes one good book, puts everything he's got into it, and then he just can't do it again.
He was sure okay.
Kind of feel sorry for him. Young feller just starting out, more than likely. Needs the money.
Well, I don't think he's a poor man. I'm sure I've heard of him in connection with some racehorses one time or another. And paupers don't fool around with racehorses, you know.
Yeah, but you can get to be a pauper fooling around with the horses. Wonder if that's the way he lost his money.
I believe I've heard him on the radio once or twice. Yeah, that's where I've heard him.
Yeah, come to think of it, I believe I've heard him, too. What's that fella's name that's got that joke program, Bob Hope?
Yeah, that's the one. That's where I heard him, on the Bob Hope program. He got a job on there a couple of times. I don't believe he did no singing.
I heard that, too, come to think of it. Them two fellas just hate one another, you know that?
I know they do. Don't know how they keep from fist fighting the way they run each other down.
They stand up there and insult one another, something wonderful. Call one another big fat slobs and needle nose and all that.
You expect them to start fist fighting one another any minute.
Well, I think he's made some other records, though. I believe Clarabelle's got a couple of others that sung by him. Yeah, he's the one, all right. He's got a little boy that sings with him sometimes.
Well, I do know. I didn't know he was old enough to have a young'un.
Well, this generation gets married awful young nowadays.
Got his boy singing with him, huh? Well, if a boy can make any money singing, it's a lot better than carrying a paper out, I reckon.
Yeah, you take old man Duncan. Now, he got his woman taken in washing. Two of his boys carrying papers. Only way he lives.
Yeah. I don't believe that's right, though, to make your young'un support you like that.
Well, this feller's boy might not be supporting him. Any feller with as good a voice as he's got is bound to get jobs singing around churches in one place and another.
Yeah. Well, I think we all ought to write him a letter and encourage him to keep it up. Because he'll get there now if he sticks with it. Ain't no doubt about it.
He's got talent, I'll say that.
Sure he's got talent.
Sure has. Do you fellas like to hear another Christmas song?
Why, yes, Lum, yes. Might as well get into the spirit of the holiday season. What else we got there, Lum?
Well, I believe this one's a little different kind here. Ain't so soft and sweet as the other. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Spike Jones.
Does he sing?
I don't know just exactly what he does. Let's just see here.
Hello. Milky Way Garage, located between heaven and earth.
Hello. This is Rudolph. I wonder if
you... Oh, not again. Rudolph, how many times must I tell you? Don't call us. We'll call you. Goodbye.
Hello. Hello. I am Santa Claus.
Hello.
Please call your mechanic while I wait. I'm having lots of trouble with my reindeer ace. The dasher won't dash, and the dancer won't dance. The vixen needs fixin', and the prancer won't prance. The donner and blitzen are worn and weak. The cupid is stupid, and the comet won't streak. I need your help and need it right away.
It looks like Rudolph can't save the day.
Who did you say?
I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, with a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it's glowing. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call me names. They never ever let me join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved me, as they shouted out with glee. Whee!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Thank you.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
And don't forget Rudolph.
You go down in history.
Dogus, now, there's a funny record. I don't know just what it is. It's a funny one. No. I sure got the chuckling there.
If you think that's a funny one, you ought to hear that Dizzy Gillespie record I brung over.
Cedric, I don't believe I could stand that right now.
Yeah, funny's funny, but you can't laugh all day.
No.
God, blame it. I wish I hadn't gone and busted that Uncle Josh record. Uncle Josh is telling about this fellow who works in a rubber boot factory, I believe it is, or tar factory.
I believe we went over that once, Lum.
Well, what happened is this fellow is up there working in this factory. I believe it's a rubber boot factory, or it might have been a tar factory.
Was it overshoes?
Well, I don't just exactly recollect.
Hot water bottles?
Does that have any bearing on the plot, Lum?
Well, it's got to be rubber of some kind. Rubber hose, maybe.
Well, they make that out of plastics, too, you know.
Well, all hoses ain't made out of plastics, though, Abner.
Well, some of them is.
Well, I know this wasn't a plastic hose factory.
I don't mean hose like stockings, like you wear on your feet.
I know what you mean. Whoever heard of wearing rubber stockings?
I was just mentioning, just trying to help out.
I've heard of rubber gloves, but they ain't made out of plastics. They're made out of rubber. Do they have to be plastic gloves? No, they don't have to be plastic gloves.
Well, what do you want to use them for, Lum?
What do I want to use what for?
Gloves! You said they didn't have to be plastics. Now, we got a lot of them canvas gloves over there at the store. Why don't you just use a pair of them?
Where'd you get the idea I want a pair of canvas gloves all of a sudden? I don't want no canvas gloves. I don't want
Kid gloves, huh? Yeah, they'd do a lot better. They're prettier. Especially if you're going to get dressed up. Where are you going, Lum? You going to take Miss Emmeline out somewhere?
I don't believe Miss Emmeline's at home now. I think Charity said Miss Emmeline was going to visit some relates in Hot Springs over the holidays.
Well, I do know. She never said nothing to you, did she, Lum?
No.
Ain't that just like a woman? Here, Lum is buying a lot of new clothes just so he can look nice when he takes Miss Emmeline out and she leaves town without saying a word.
I think I'll manage to live through it. Don't go worrying about me suiciding myself or anything.
No, don't do nothing you'll be sorry for, Lum. Just take somebody else.
I'll do that.
The widow Abernathy, for instance. Now, she ain't too awful to look at. Again, she gets all buckled up, gets her hair frizzed and bent, puts on some artificial coloring and flavoring, puts a veil over her face.
Well, it takes her a little too long to get fixed up, though. I'm in an awful hurry.
Well, why don't you take Maud Toops in?
I think I'll just let the whole thing go, if you don't mind.
Don't go fretting over it, Lum. Just recollect, as many a fish in the sea that ain't never been caught.
There.
Why, sure. You've said that many a time.
He'll have you going fishing any minute now, Lum.
You keep out of this, Grandpa.
I don't think Lum's aiming on going fishing right now, though.
If Lum wants to go fishing, he's got a right to go fishing, and I'll go with him.
Quit flapping your jaws, Abner. You ain't nowhere near where you started talking a while ago.
Ah, fiddledy-dee.
Fiddledy-dee yourself.
Gentlemen, remember this is a day of Thanksgiving. Lum, have you got a nice, quiet record there, something to soothe the savage beast?
I believe I've got just the thing here, Squire. Settle down, everybody.
Meet me tonight in dreamland, under the silvery moon. Meet me tonight. The love.
Professor, I always liked that girl singing. I saw her in several moving pictures. Pretty girl. Sings awful good.
Yeah, I seen one with her in it, too. Wizard of Oz, I believe it was. Prettiest one picture I ever seen, I do believe.
Oh, I seen that four times. Boy, they had some of the funniest characters in that picture. There was that cowardly lion. He was an awful coward.
Yeah. Hey, he wasn't no real lion, though, Cedric. Don't believe you'll find a lion that's a scaredy cat. Oh, this lion was a coward, though, a real fraidy cat. He was scared of his own shadow.
It wasn't no real lion, though, silly. He talked and everything. It was some feller dressed up in a lion suit. Clown.
It weren't no clown. He was a lion.
It was a clown dressed up like a lion. I just love clowns.
Well, it was a good picture. I saw it myself. Mrs. Skimp enjoyed it a lot, too. Took her back to her girlhood, you know, and all the Oz books. Oh, those Oz books were probably the most popular children books of the day. Frank Baum.
Frank Baum? Who was that, Squire?
Frank Baum wrote the Oz books, Grandpap. Excellent reading, all the Oz books.
I just love clowns.
They had another funny character in that picture, the Tin Woodman. Made complete out of tin. Had to oil up his joints every once in a while.
Losing his giant water, huh?
Oh, water would have rusted them.
Well, they had another character in that picture, the Scarecrow.
He was a clown, too.
Did you ever read any of those Oz books, Lum?
Yeah, I recollect seeing some of them anyway. I'd love to see that Wizard Oz picture over again, just to get a look at them clowns.
Yes.
You know, clowns are funny looking, but underneath all that paint, they're just ordinary humans.
Yeah, that's right.
Just ordinary human beings. Kind of a shame when you come to think of it. Seems like if everybody dress up like clowns just once, he might get to laughing at one another and forget what we was arguing about all the time.
Well, I guess the bill for paint and face powder run pretty high, though, Grandpap. I'd like to have the concession on that if everybody put it on.
Yeah, well, the money we spent for face powder wouldn't come nowhere near the amount of money we spent for gunpowder.
Well, you're right there, Grandpap.
Didn't mean to get serious about it. Every time I look at one of them funny clowns, though, it's... start thinking about them, I get to thinking.
Yeah, you just ain't equipped for it neither, Grandpap.
Wait a minute, what'd you say there, Abner Peabody?
Why, I just said nothing. Let it go.
All right. What else you got there, Lon? Any of you fellas know the Andrew sisters?
I know the Andrew brothers. Live over in Old Potter.
No, I don't mean them. I'm talking about the Andrew sisters. They sing.
No, I don't believe these Andrew brothers is much good at singing. Oh, they might get up a little harmony once in a while, but they don't do it as a regular thing. Now, you don't mean the Macmillan boys here in Pine Ridge, do you, Lon?
I'm talking about the Andrew sisters.
The Macmillan boys is right good. And Mother plays a guitar and sings. A lot of westerns. Well, you've heard them just as much as I have.
I'm going to play this record now.
I didn't know the Macmillan boys went and made a record.
This is the Andrew sisters. Granny.
Did you ever hear Pete go tweet, tweet, tweet on his piccolo? No? Well, you missed a lot, for he certainly has got a style that's hotter than hot. Did you ever hear Pete go tweet, tweet, tweet on his piccolo? No? Well, you missed a treat, for his melody's sweet, the kind that couldn't be beat. Now he can pick a high note, he can pick a low note, and he can pick a blue note. He can pick a note that's a brand new note. Did you ever hear Pete go tweet, tweet, tweet on his piccolo? No? Well, I'll put you wise, he's a bird in disguise, a bird called Piccolo Pete. That's Piccolo Pete on his piccolo. Blow, Pete! To dig old Pete on his piccolo. Go, Pete! Now when he blows the high note, you never miss the low note. And listen to his blue note. That boy's got some brand new notes. So come on, Pete, go tweet, tweet, tweet. Oh, no! Bet your hat he's better than that. The guy called Piccolo Pete. your piccolo, piccolo.
Go ahead and say it.
Well, Lemon Abner's recorded Thanksgiving dinner is coming to you from Pine Ridge.
This is ABC Radio Network.